Once again, about 2,000 demonstrators arrived in Petah Tikva last night to demonstrate near the residence of Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit. This was the 38th time that the demonstrators have come here in the last year to protest against what they claim is the unjustifiable delays of handling the investigation files of Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sara. Many in Israel criticize those demonstrations as a homophobic public servant who is not a political figure. But the demonstrators claim that Mandelblit is not doing enough to speed up the decisions whether to prosecute Netanyahu, the Netanyahu couple actually, for a series of offenses that have been investigated for a long time. Last night, like in the previous week, the demonstrators were not alone. They were opposed by a smaller demonstration of Likud members who supported Benjamin Netanyahu and wanted to protest against those who protest against the Attorney General. The demonstration was also organized this week by the coalition chairman, Likud member of Knesset David Bitan, one of Netanyahu's most prominent supporters these days. A few days earlier, in the middle of the week, Bitan had organized a big show of support for Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. Several thousand members of the Likud came there to support the prime minister, who is the center of a series of police investigations. The demonstration came to support and encourage Netanyahu in a time when it seems that he is in quite a grave situation. The police released about a week ago, for the first time, that the suspicions of fraud and bribery were investigated, serious offenses by all accounts. And if this is not enough, it turned out that his former chief of staff and head of office, Harry Harrow, signed a state-to-state agreement with the police. He would testify against Netanyahu. At the support event, Netanyahu received a lot of love and support. In front of a highly sympathetic audience, he attacked mainly the left and the media. He claimed that they are conducting a hunting campaign against him and his family in order to carry what he claimed a coup d'etat, an attempt to topple his government. This is a serious accusation, of course, but it is an indispensable part of the rhetoric of Netanyahu and his supporters these days. Instead of addressing the suspicions against him, he seeks to enlist the support of Likud and other right-wing parties, people, by claiming that the right-wing government is in danger. This is how Netanyahu reinforces the support for him from his camp. It is doubtful whether these things will affect the police investigators and the state attorneys, but publicly, in his camp, Netanyahu was strengthened this week by this support. No one has ever underestimated his political talents, and this is not the first time that he's emerged from crisis by sharp attacks and accusations against the left and the media. Not only Netanyahu himself is waiting for the decision of the police. His wife Sara is also reported to face charges of illegal use of state funds for private purposes in the prime minister's residence in Jerusalem and in the couple's private villa in Caesarea. It is not clear what will happen by the end of all those investigations. Netanyahu stuck to his statement that there would be nothing because nothing had happened, but the prosecution collected more and more testimonies. One thing is clear, the public discourse in Israel, mainly between left and right, between Netanyahu and his supporters and the opposition, is getting worse. The language which is used in the public and in the social media is always now very blunt, very crude. And from the political and the legal front to another front, that one of Israel border with Gaza. The IDF presented last week to the media and the public part of the new huge security barrier being constructed along that border. The purpose of this barrier is to prevent the Hamas ability to use what seems to be the strategic weapon, the attack tunnels through which they plan to infiltrate into Israel and attack kibbutzim and towns along the border. More than 3 billion shekels will be spent on this barrier. It includes 6-meter fence, but the most important part is concrete underground wall, few dozen meters into the ground. It should cut through existing tunnels. Through elaborate network and sensor, it should identify possible new tunnels that will be dug in the future. The Hamas people are watching closely from the other side of the border. The building of the new barrier is done day and night. When the Gaza wall will be ready, it will cover all 65 kilometers of this front. While the construction is going on, the IDF is on high alert, since the Hamas might try to delay the works. Meanwhile, the Israelis along the border, who witnessed the devastating effects of the Hamas attacks tunnel 3 years ago, look forward anxiously for the completion of this huge project.